Good afternoon. As co-presidents of the University of Minnesota Health, Dr. Bobby Daniels and I would like to welcome all of you to the unveiling of the Will Family Center. I want to especially welcome our patients and families to this celebration. We are here today to support your care and the health of children everywhere. I would also like to recognize several special guests joining us here this afternoon. University of Minnesota President Eric Kaler and his wife Karen Kaler, Kathy Schmidelkoffer, President of the University of Minnesota Foundation, Becky Melkerson, Executive Vice President of Development at the University of Minnesota Foundation. A special welcome to all of the other university and Minnesota Vikings leaders who are with us here today. And of course, our wonderful benefactors. And Minnesota Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf, and owner and chairman Ziggy Wilf, and Wilf Family Foundation trustee Audrey Wilf. The University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital has a long history of excellence and leadership in treating and curing children's diseases, as well as teaching and training the next generation of pediatricians and children's healthcare providers. And we are so excited to thank the Will Family Foundation for their generosity and help in continuing our legacy. This is much more than a beautiful meeting space. The Will Family Center is an excellent example of the community support that allows the University of Minnesota Health to practice academic medicine at its very finest. At its core, academic medicine is about creating the space and resources so the best minds in healthcare and health research can study, discover, innovate, and improve. The Will Family Center is essential to that very process because it helps us share our expertise and engage far beyond the Twin Cities. Sharing our research breakthroughs and extraordinary healthcare has always been a core value. So today, we see that reach will grow exponentially. Now please join me in welcoming President Eric Kaler.
Thank you, Carolyn, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us today to celebrate the generosity of these remarkable donors and their powerful gift to the University of Minnesota and to our Masonic Children's Hospital. Today, we celebrate the Wolf Family Foundation commitment to directly impact the lives of children and their families here and around the world, and to ensure that the University of Minnesota continues as a leader in pediatric medical education. Now, we all know that the university's physicians and researchers provide world-class health care right here in this hospital and across the state of Minnesota. And now, the Will Family Center will allow us to share our expertise with a much larger audience. Using state-of-the-art technology, combined, of course, with a massive dose of tender, loving care, our healthcare professionals will now be able to lead and engage in meaningful conversations about children's health, innovative medical care, and research discoveries with audiences nationally and globally. We're deeply grateful for the $5 million gift from the Will Family Foundation, which was made in 2013 to provide the resources to build this amazing center and to fund its initial operation. And for those of you who saw this space before this transformation, it is nothing short of miraculous. Thank you. And this is a wonderful example of an ongoing partnership between the Will Family, the Minnesota Vikings, and the University of Minnesota, and one more demonstration of the Will Family's enduring generosity. Now, here is an incredible fact. Since 1964, a collection of Will Family Foundations have given a total of more than $200 million to a wide range of causes, particularly in the Jewish community, but also to education, health, social services, human rights, arts, children's day camps, athletics, and veteran support programs. We are honored and delighted to be part of that Will tradition of giving to their communities. So Ziggy and Mark, I know it is your hope and it is ours that through the Center for Education, through our efforts as partners, many children will have many more days to play, more nights to dream, and more time to be kids. On behalf of the University of Minnesota community, our entire community, our hardworking health professionals, and the many children and families that will benefit from this center, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, President Kaler. And thank you to everyone at the University and the Masonic Children's Hospital for what you do and how you impact so many lives in so many wonderful ways on a daily basis, often which goes unnoticed, but is certainly appreciated. Now heading into our 11th season with the Vikings, Ziggy and I have developed a great appreciation for the people in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and throughout this state, and for the wonderful sense of community that exists here. I know through our work, we've been exposed to the wonderful, wonderful programs that the Children's Hospital puts on, and we've just come away so impressed. We've enjoyed our tremendous partnerships with the university and the Masonic Children's Hospital. This hospital's strong history of treating and curing childhood disease and training future generations of healthcare providers right here in Minnesota is just incredible. And it is our great admiration and belief in this hospital's work that brought us to today's gift. What is truly impactful about the center is that this space will provide an opportunity for the brightest minds, both here and around the world, to exchange ideas and to develop research that will continue to improve children's health and medical care. There is no better way to learn than to bring the best medical professionals together and create collaboration, and we hope this center can contribute to future life-changing discovery, which will benefit families all over the world. Again, thank you to President Kaler, Dr. Neglia, the University, and the Masonic Children's Hospital for both your partnership and friendship. And on behalf of the Will family, we appreciate our relationship, and most importantly, all that you do as a leader in pediatric medical education. Ziggy.
I'd like to echo my thanks to everybody who's worked hard to make this possible. We were here a couple of years ago when we looked at the space, and to know how it's been designed and to know that children with such difficulties will come into that space and enjoy watching some movies and laughing and really having that experience makes me very, very good inside. As Mark said, we can care deeply about the people of Minnesota and have long enjoyed our relationship with the university and the Masonic Children's Hospital. For several generations, our family has recognized the importance of supporting education and health-related causes. And this gift allowed us to bring together so many different aspects that are meaningful to us. This space will allow the experts here in Minnesota to easily share their ideas and research with a large audience throughout the region and the world, and further engage in conversations regarding children's health. So again, thank you for allowing us to be part and participating in making this center a reality, and for our continued partnership with the university and the Masonic Children's Hospital for many years, hopefully for many generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Ziggy. As a representative of the faculty here at the University of Minnesota and a representative of our physicians, I can't do justice to the level of excitement that we have around the opening of this center. I have been able to serve as the physician in chief of this hospital since it opened over 3.5 years ago now. And this conference center, this family center, will really serve as the home of so many of our education and research missions. As Mark and Ziggy said, this provides us an opportunity to bring some of the best minds together from around the world and allows us to seamlessly connect, not just across the river, but to anywhere in the world for conferences and meetings. That's huge. In addition, this center will serve as a hub for our families. Just since we opened, we've had yoga for families here. We had a spa day here that incidentally was sponsored by one of the Minnesota Vikings himself and his wife. This hospital is a destination for kids, not just from around Minnesota, but from around the world with many severe and life-threatening diseases. They're often here for months at a time. This space goes a long way towards making that journey a whole lot easier for those kids. So again, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Ziggy. Thank you to the Wolf Family Foundation. We really appreciate your stepping in to help us in this mission. I'd also like to thank President Kaler, Dr. Daniels, Carolyn Wilson, everybody who else is also here and has supported us in this way, and invite everyone to spend some time seeing the space. It's really an incredibly wonderful space. Thank you all.